Blog Talk Radio.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. I'm better, so much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell them, never could have made it. Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong, I'm wise, I am better, so much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it. Singing one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say with me.
Never
would have made it. Oh, oh, oh. Yes, you are now listening to Men of Faith in Action Radio Show. I'm your host, Justified. And we're bringing it to you today to raise awareness and create a community of love and to just open up dialogue to where we can share with each other as men of faith and share our stories and our testimonies. Proud to bring you this very first show. I see my co-host is in the building with us. Let me bring him on. Mr. Cocaine, are you with us?
What it do, world. Peace and blessings out there to the whole world, and peace and blessings to you, Justify, for this one. You know, we need
a radio program like this.
Man, I'm feeling good, man. Just, you know, staying prayed up. And, you know, it's time. It's kingdom business. And the good thing about this program right here is that it's not subject to just any one particular religion. It's an open-up dialogue for people out there to get a testimony. And even for the ones that you know what I'm saying? It's kind of in the dark of things. It's always good to talk about it. You know what I'm saying? To put in the atmosphere and let God do what he's going to do. So big ups to this program. First of all, big ups to the Most High, because he's why we all here, you know? So, man, let's go ahead and let the Spirit speak through us and sharing that good testimony. I'm excited about this year.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And what we've done through, you know, Mafia Radio, which is Men of Faith in Action, is just, you know, making a place to where we can all come together and dialogue about some positive things. You know, in life we all go through our own trials and tribulations, and sometimes, you know, when you're living life a certain way, you feel like you don't qualify for this love. And me and my brother Cocaine are here to let you know that no matter where you are in your walk with God, whether you've even started that walk, that he loves you and that he got open arms and is waiting for you to come to him. So we just want to open up this platform to where we can, you know, share our own testimonies and bring our callers and listeners in to share theirs, so that if somebody, you know, wants to experience the joy that we found, you know what I mean, that we pray that, you know, the Spirit might lead them to, you know, want to make some positive changes in their lives.
Well, that's a beautiful thing to interject on that too. You know, it's time. Everything is time. It's Happy New Year to everybody out there. It's 2014. And it's like one thing that I know, you know, by witness, God never consulted your past to determine your future. People think you need to be so much of a goody two shoes for no one on the planet is. Ain't nobody perfect. But see, this radio station is a blessing and a seed out there, because it's tapping into the streets. We don't care if you're a gangbanger. We don't care if you're on drugs. We don't care what you're doing. God is very significant in your life bring it on and share your testimony, because that's what it's about. It's time to start perpetuating these positive things, especially coming from that suppression where we cut from, Justify. We from that ghetto. And there's too many things that are going on in these inner cities, from Chicago to L.A., Pomona, all across the USA, and it's time to go ahead and invoke the Spirit of God. So that way, when we talk in language, they're going to look at us and relate to us, you know, because we talk that language. Sometimes it's not easy for when you're in the pool pit for sometimes people to relate, but we've been in the thick of gangsters and people that didn't have not, and uncles and aunties and broken down homes and was on drugs and different other things. So we got information that we can give to y'all that is going to be very inspirational, and it's going to allow you to think about life, because life is precious. Just like I was able to touch on that song on the East Side is on Friends. Life is much more precious than you think, and we want to do better, because if you knew better, you do better. And God is everything. Without God in your life, nothing possible. You will have a crash course like a crash test dummy. But even then, God will allow you to crash just so he can strip you and bring you up and put his Spirit in you. So today's topic is going to be exciting. It's about, it goes down, how has God impact your life? And bring it on. This ain't about, you know, you going to church, and this ain't about just the law. Yeah, I'm this and that. You know, God wants to use you. You know, he don't want to just use your good times. He seems to want to use your bad times. And, you know, that's what makes God grace so important for us, is that we hear, you know, it's people that don't get a platform to talk on, because society and Satan's hand is involved into a lot of things that is just blowing God's principles out, trying to blow God's principles out the water. But you know what? When God show up, he not only shows up, he show out. He is God. There is no favor. You know what I'm saying? That he is the one. We don't need, it's not like we going doing God a favor. He came down on our level and said, look, I'm going to give you this and give you this, and I love you so much that I'm going to allow certain things to happen just so you can have a chance to enter into the kingdom of heaven. And I thank God for that he would pick a wretched like me, Justify. And all my homies out there, you know, just hear me, sisters, he picked us, the have-nots, the down and outs, to go ahead and continue the mission. So without further saying, this is how has God changed your life, you know, or impacted your life. And the first thing that we, you know, me and Justify kind of talked about briefly before this whole conversation started on the radio, we wanted to let the Spirit flow through us. It's not fabricated. We're just keeping it real. So if you can, give a brief testimony of how God has impacted your life, Justify.
Well, for me, bro, you know, I was raised, you know, in the church. I had my grandfather was a minister. My father was well-versed in the Bible, and, you know, I was that child that grew up. We had family devotion every morning, you know, before we went to school. You know, my father would read from the Bible, and we would all hold hands and pray. So I can say that God has, you know, been a part of my life from the very beginning, and that he has always been with me. Now, on the other hand of that, I have not always been with him, meaning that, you know, I didn't acknowledge or, you know, cherish the love that, you know, he provided to me by, you know, getting out there and wanting to do my own thing. And, you know, you learn, you know, through trials and tribulations, you know, you go through life. And, you know, I can say, you know, now that I know who he is and I have a relationship with him, I can trace back, you know, to some of my darkest moments and see that he had been there all along holding my hand through it. Otherwise, like Marvin said, I never would have made it. And you're talking to a brother, you know, back in 98, I had, you know, got stabbed in the back of my head, 23 stitches, you know, laying on that deathbed, and wasn't nobody there but that voice, you know what I'm saying, inside of me, telling me to hold on, it's going to be okay, just let me use you, you know what I mean? So being who I am in this music, I've always tried to incorporate, you know, his love into my music without, you know, so-called being a gospel artist. But, you know, making music that was positive, making music that shed light on some of the better things in life. So Like I said, God has been there for me when I wasn't there for myself. And it's just a blessing to be standing here and for him to have planted this seed inside of me to start a program like this, the Mafia, the Men of Faith in Action. It began as something, you know, brothers need somebody to talk to. Brothers, you know, sometimes the more personal, you know, embarrassing sides of our lives, we have no place to communicate. And a lot of folks, you know, they go to their pastor, or they go to, you know, whatever religion they're in, they go to the head of that and they share their problems. But, you know, fellowship is very important. And when I came up with Mafia, it was to have a format to where my brothers is like me, from the streets like me, that have been through the things that I've been through, to be able to come together and talk about it, you know what I mean, and let our individual testimonies, you know, move us, you feel me? So the Mafia is a great thing, is inspired by God, and it will be something that's going to be moved by God. So I'm very excited about bringing this to the radio. We started out, you know, having a small men's group here in Victorville to where we would meet, and, you know, we wouldn't, you know, read scriptures and, you know, have church per se, but we would just talk about what was going on in our lives and encourage each other, using God and love as the foundation of, you know, the solutions to our problems. So I'm excited for this to be, you know, coming to the radio, and definitely excited to have my big bro Cocaine as the co-host with me, you know what I mean?
Man, praise God for that, and that's powerful, fam, because I'm going to tell you something to interject on that. When you told me it, you know, it just instantly hit my spirit, fam, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, sometimes we ask God, like, who am I, God, for you to appoint? But then God say, why not you? Just like he said to Moses, he said, why not you? And, you know, just to interject on that, also to share my testimony, you know, I will kind of speed it up on and basically in the music industry. You know, when I was young coca, so to speak, you know, it was exciting for me. This is something I wanted to do. You know, my dad was a rider, and, you know, so it was in my DNA already. So, you know, when I seen Hutch and them do their thing and Eazy-E, you know, it was exciting because I was passionate about music, first of all. And, you know, you do the music thing, but, you know, you never anticipate what comes with the music industry. And for the most part, you know, it's something that, you know, I had to go through as far as finding out who I was and what defined me. And it wasn't the platinum records. It wasn't the times I was just with the homie who I dearly miss, Eazy-E. You know what I'm saying? It was about my walk and my road, you know, into something that the industry is attached to. And it's, you know, it's more evils that are perpetuated in the industry. So I went through my thing, and it's like monkey see, monkey do. You at the parties, you doing this, and, you know, so I start entering drugs. And, you know, a lot of our brothers out there, you know, in the industry, they hide in the closet all day. They look functional all the time. They kick it and smoke some pot with you and whatever. But all the time, they're on some serious business as far as drugs. So anyway, you know, I was always the drug part of it, it facilitated that pain, you know, pain that we endured, that we couldn't let go as children in our childhood and other situations. So, you know, I was always functional. I was always doing my work. And everybody would come around and be like, hey, people say I'm the life of the party because I have a drink of, you know what I'm saying? People love you when you got it. Everybody's partying and this and that, and you know, it came to a crash course, like in the mid-2000s, you know, and, you know, I just did the Last Meal and did the Chronic 2001, P. Diddy, Eastside, and I was hot, but I was missing it, you feel me, because I was a functional person, but I had a drug problem, you see what I'm saying? So God had to sit me down and strip me. And see, when God loves you, you know, don't look at it as something bad if you lose it all. Because I had to lose it all. Because you don't know God unless God is what? All you got. Well, God is all I had, fam. God and my family, my beautiful wife and 8 children. because sometimes we are too busy doing our thing, being narcissistic, celebrating ourselves. When God, when you're a child of God, and you totally turn your back on God. So when he stripped me for everything, first of all, I could have did two things. I could have went into a cocoon and got more into a darker situation. Or I could have just said, you know what, I throw my hands back and I let go, Lord. You got me. And then I start to understand the ignorance and the wrongdoing that I was pushing out there. It is not so much making a record talking about cussing or this and that, because that's an entertainment business. This is talking about yourself. You see what I'm saying? So time I let go and start worrying about why I'm going through this and how come I can't do this, then I invited God in my heart. Now, just because you got God in your heart don't mean that you got to not go through other trials and tribulations. But see, God wants to eliminate the strongholds in our life. And when he did that, I found out all the blessings that was missing, the things that meant platinum records. It wasn't being the most featured artist in the world. It wasn't none of that. But I couldn't realize that because I had blinders on. And it says, what is a man to profit the world and lose his very soul? I'm saying this to say, that's been years of free and clear drug. Praise God. You know what I'm saying? Praise God. And all my stuff that was taken away from me from publishing a different other thing, God organized everything. All the things that we were handed down from generational curses like drugs and different other things and violence, God took it away. So if God did it for Justified, God did it for me, and like the brothers Battle Cat and Big to the Boy coming on, he can do it for anybody. God never consulted your past to determine your future. In fact, he allows you to go through a certain thing just so when he gives you the victory, you can go back down and help the same person from the mess that God took you from. So I say this to say, you know, it's not where you're from, it's where you at. And if where you at right now, if you rolling a blunt, drinking a beer, you love God, what it's about, because God is not just trying to make sure you follow the law more so than he gets your heart. God got my heart. You know what I'm saying? And it's a lot of other things that we, you know, when God gets your heart, you want to change like bam, 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 bam. But you can't be beating your own self up. You have to let the condemnation and the guilt go. You can't get caught into other people's religious ideas because it's not a personal relationship with you and people. It's a personal relationship with you and the Most High. And that's one of the things that I speak to my principal. Yeah, I got a lot of things I need to change about myself, but you know what? It is already done. You know what I'm saying? When the prophets came and all them, you know, and the Messiah said, and when it was done. It's finished. So those are things that we want to push out there, is to give a testimony, just pour your lungs, spew out what you ain't never spewed out before, because you never know who you're reaching on the other end. It's bigger than us, y'all. So that's why I'm here. That's why Justified here. And we want to challenge these other rappers, gangbangers, street leaders, whoever it is, to come down and first let's have dialogue. Not to say who Jesus are. You white or black or Chinese or, well, if the Arabs enslaved us first before the Europeans, are you Muslims, Christian? No, it's not about that. Because love no religion. Love no color. So if we get this type of empowerment, it's going to have a balance. Because right now we don't have a balance. And it's not for us to fault these young kids out there are perpetuating what they're acting out. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, I hope everybody is sincere. Feel it. It don't matter what you've been through or where you've been. You know, how has God impacted? And I hope through this conversation and discussion that it came to Justify, and we all crusade and fellowship. We got to start making a difference, Lord. We got to start making a difference, and it starts right here.
Amen to that. Amen to that. And one thing that I've always you know, I talk to all my people, whether it's artists, you know, that I'm working with, you know, on promotions and things of that nature. I always let them know, you know, where I stand in my faith, because without the faith that I have in God, I know that all the things that we make possible in this business would not be possible, because everything about us, he gave us, he made us, you know what I mean? So to be able to bring together clever rhymes and make them sound good, that's a gift, you know what I mean? No matter what your gift is, it came from God. And I've always wanted to impart to my brothers and the people that I deal with, give your talent over to God. Not meaning you got to go gospel, you got to say Jesus, Jesus, or Allah, Allah, whatever it is that you're believing in. You don't have to say it like that, because it comes out in your actions. You know what I mean? So, because, you know, like you say, everybody to call on his name, you know what I mean, ain't going to make it because they're not really believing and living in that. So it's one thing to believe, but it's another thing to live it.
Yeah, and you know what? It's like we ended with this real briefly before we go on to some heartfelt songs for our brothers we miss, like Pac and them. And that's a beautiful lineup, Jay, you got for the audience out there. We got to practice loving each other. You know, we have took word like love is being, you know, and that's how you know the enemy has brainwashed us, as loving your brother or sister, love, just love it. If something is corny and wrong. And see, that's what the enemy wants. You know, he wants you to stay ignorant and stay uneducated, because he understands if you get this knowledge and puts you in the rapture and embraces you, then you start to see things different through God's eyes. Not meaning that you're perfect, because them people that turn around and act all perfect and judge and this and that, they're so far away from God more than you know. They not only hold jealousy in their heart and different things, but they become carnal and kick God off the driver's seat. What we're doing is we want to reach the hoods. We want to reach the streets. The prophets were not in those high places and principalities. They was right here with us, y'all. So, you know, with that being said, you know, I love my brothers and sisters out there. And just because you love God, I didn't ever tell you to be gullible either. Just because God fill you with that nice, that kindred, that sovereign spirit, don't mean you gullible. In fact, you're a warrior. That makes you a soldier. You're a soldier. God, if you take care of God's kingdom business first. So, you know, without delay, that's it in a nutshell. You know, that's from our testimony from Justified and Jerry on this one, a.k.a. Cocaine. And we would love to, you know, to hear, you know, some more testimonies. And, yeah, no matter where you at, you know, how has God impacted your life, or if you need help, you know, the most important thing is when you can get together in fellowship. And you'll hear some exciting other testimonies out there, you know, coming up from Big to the Boy and Battle Cat. You know, about to come up soon. So without no further ado, maybe let's go into a song, Justified. You know, it's almost 2:30. Battle Cat will be calling in. And, you know, we miss our brother dearly, Tupac.
Let's do it. Who do you believe in?
Let us pray.
Brothers and packs done, plus everybody's high. Too doped up to ask why. Watching our own downfall, witness the end. It's like we don't believe in God, cause we living in sin. I asked my homie on the block why he strapped, he laughed. Pointed his pistol at the cop car, passed the blast. It's just another murder. Nobody mourns no more. My teardrops getting bigger, but can't figure what I'm crying for. Is it the miniature caskets, little babies? Victims of a straight from drug dealers gone crazy. Maybe it's just the drugs. Business of how the block was. Crack came and it was strange how it rocked up. Perhaps the underlying facts they hide explain genocide. It's when we ride on our own kind. What is it we all fear? Reflections in the mirror. We can't escape fate. The end is getting nearer. Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God. Blessed is the reason. And even though it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before I'm leaving, the mask and the grieving. Who do you believe in? Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God. Blessed is the reason. And
hard, that's who I believe in. Before I'm leaving, the mask and the grieving. What do you believe? Close my eyes, cause all I see is terror. I hate the man in the mirror, cause his reflection makes the pain turn realer. Times of Armageddon, murdering mass amounts. In a society, we're only getting the cash count. I started out as a beginner, and took the criminal lifestyle, became a sinner. I make my money and vacate, evade prison. Went from the chosen one to outcast, unforgiven. And all the Hennessy and weed can't hide. The pain I feel inside, you know, it's like I'm living just to die. I fall on my knees and beg for mercy, not knowing if I'm worthy. Living life thinking no man can hurt me. So I'm asking before I lay me down to sleep. Before you judge me, look at all the shit you did to me. My misery, I rose up from the slums, made it out the flames in my search for fame. Will I change in the past? Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessings and grieving. And even though it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before I'm leaving, the mask and the grieving. What do you believe in? Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessings and grieving. And even though it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before I'm leaving, the mask and the grieving. Who do you believe in?
Faith in Allah, believe in me and this plastic. Cause so far I done witnessed too many dead niggas in caskets with their chest plate stretched like elastic. And what's worse, I'm on front line, holding down camp, still mashing. Heard my cousin, one of the old heads from the block, just came home October 95, back in Yardsville, stuck with a 3-5 if he don't act up. Now he realize if you don't stay wise, then in this game you fuck. Talk to my baby girl, give me the word on what she heard. One of the grimies, a snitch and diamond, a stupid pigeon. I talked to him, he said he did. My man said he did. In fact, he's sure, cause he just came home off a bed.
Now tell me, who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed and still breathing. And even though it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before I'm leaving, the mask and the grieving. What do you believe in? Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed and still breathing. And even though it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before I'm leaving, the mask and the grieving. What do you believe in? Who do you believe in?
Who do you believe in? Is it Buddha, Jehovah, or Jah?
Before I leave, the mask and the grief. What do you believe in?
God,
you believe
or is it just yourself? Definitely not to be imposed, being a demon. Because this is the joy of believing in, to believe in yourself. But for sure, the higher power resides only to ride in the heart of the truth. From the soul of the man, for truth never has an alibi in the poetry or in its realm. That's what pulls all words together, just to understand that every man is his own man, and only man can satisfy the man. Only the soul of the man, the feelings of the man, the fulfillments of the man. You can't check the man when you feel the man. You know the man, and you gotta call yourself because you are that man.
Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed and still breathing.
Even though it's hard,
who do you believe in? Who do you believe in? My faith in God.
Before I'm leaving,
even though it's hard.
Yes, yes, that was the late, great Tupac asking us all, who do we believe in? Who do you believe in, Coker?
Man, I believe in the Most High. You know, I ain't going to hell in the handbag for nobody. Hey, God saved my life, and I want to tell my whole world, tell the whole world about it. You know, God is good, and I'm glad we, you know, Brother Pac and the Outlaws was on that. I'm glad Pac left us with something, you know, Eric. You know, a lot of people glorify, you know, other things that the brother talk about. They, you know, the most important thing and the lasting thing that he left, man, was that energy, that glow, you know what I'm saying? And that's what it's about, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We don't have to be, we can even learn from Pop, you know what I'm saying? We don't have to wait, you know, for things wrong to happen to us, you know what I'm saying, to do it now. That's what he's saying, even in death. And he's still living. You know what I'm saying? It's time for us to, you know, if you knew better, you do better. And, you know, it's not an overnight process. It's not an overnight process, but the effort, the mustard seed of faith, just keep the faith, you know what I'm saying, and things will turn out the way it's supposed to.
Right. With that being said, I want to believe that this is our special guest in the building with us. We got 323-251 on the line.
Yes, sir. Who's calling? This Battle Cat?
It's Uncle KJ calling.
Hey, Uncle KJ. Salute. God bless you.
I want to give all the glory to Jesus Christ for bringing us to this beautiful day. It's a beautiful sunny day in Southern California.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you two. It brings me to tears listening to you, brothers. Just fine. You guys bring the true meaning of testifying. I've been in this industry for 25 plus years, taking care of all you rappers, and devoted my life to Jesus Christ and to the taking care of all you artists. And now I'm about to hit the streets, and I'm asking for prayer because I can't see picking up a gun and acting like the rest of the brothers. And I've been begging to God to help me. And I just need prayer because I'm going through some hard times right now.
KJ, we love you. And for those out there that really don't know, KJ is a pioneer, you know. He was right there when we put it down, when Easy put it down. He was right there thick with Easy, and he took care of a lot of people. And, you know, he's a powerful saint for the kingdom. And at the same time, you know, myself, I know Justified, and I know a lot of people that love you, KJ. You're a strong soldier for God. Every time I see you, I just know it. You know, just, you know, who am I for God to give those signals? You know,
right.
It's not hard to tell, and God's going to do some awesome things in through you, because that's what he does. You know, the enemy likes to think, and he uses trickery. But the good thing about it, there's always hope in the prayer, you know, and that's when God shows up and shows out to let the enemy know and let people know that this is my child. I am using him. I am God. He has the victory. All he has to do is claim it. And that's what we want to do by faith. You know, all these things that are happening are by faith. It's cool to have the emotion because you put the passion in it. But God is well pleased by one word, and that's faith. And if we as stewards, no matter what, through our own personal trials and tribulations, kept the faith, God is going to use us. God is not the Most High is not a God to break his promises. We break our own promises. But if we believe, just like Pac said, if you believe, you can achieve. You know, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. We don't have to be in this world. We could be in this world, but not of this world. And, you know, we salute you, Uncle KJ. And this is just the beginning, because when God opens your eyes, you become a new creation. All those things wither off of you, you know, from the old. And it's just a blessing to be able to have God use us instrumentally and his plan, not ours. But we love you, Uncle KJ, for sure.
Right, and Uncle KJ, this is Justified hollering at you. Brother, you've been, you know, I've just been blessed enough, you know, to know you here this last year or so. But, you know, you've been very inspirational to me, you know, just the support that you show for somebody that, you know, had never met in person, you know, to take a liking and, you know, show love to me from a distance, bro. You know, it really meant a lot. Your messages from you and your wife, you know, they keep me going. And you just got to know, this is something my daddy always told me. He said, no test, no testimony. So whatever it is, you know what I'm saying, you're going through, you know it, God knows it, and that seems impossible to you, to show you that anything is possible when you place your faith and believe in him. And there's no doubt in my mind that he's not going to, you know, show up and show out in your behalf, because you're his and you're committed to inspiring his chosen. You know what I mean? It's not an ego thing, but I know that I'm chosen. I know that God has chosen me to do something great in this world, and people like you to come out of nowhere, really, you know, Facebook, and to show me the support and the love that you have, bro. There's no doubt in my mind. I'm in prayer for you. Cocaine's in prayer for you. And at the end of this show, everybody that's on this line listening is going to be in prayer for KJ. And that's what this mafia is about, for us to not bring your problems to cocaine and justify, but bring them to the men of faith that can put that prayer in action. And prayer changes things. And like I said, there's no doubt, brother, that God's going to show up and show out on your behalf, because you're his. He chose you.
All glory to God. Love you, huh? Talk to you soon, huh?
Auntie, sit right here.
So, Auntie, I love her. God bless her. Kingdom business.
Cool. Love you guys.
Amen.
All right, let's let Battlecat get in, because I know he's in the neighborhood.
Yes, sir.
I love
you, okay, I'll call you later, Uncle KJ. I love
okay.
you. God bless you.
God be the blessing.
Yes, yes, that was Uncle KJ, bodyguard for Ruthless Records, and still taking the young upcoming artist under his wing and bringing that inspiration to him. What's good, Cocaine?
Oh, man, just chilling, man. Just at peace, fam. That's all I can say. You know, on a good Sunday like this, I mean, this is where it's at, man. I can't even describe it, fam, just to hear different people's testimonies. Something else, man. I want to go into it some more. So who else we got on the line? Is Cat on the line?
I got quite a few callers in the queue that want to chop it up with us. Let's go to this 760-307.
West Side.
What up?
What's going on? This King Scratch.
What's up
King Scratch?
God bless you.
Oh man, I ain't like wet clothes.
Man, you got to do it, man. Just, you know what this topic is. How has God impacted your life?
Oh, well, man.
Give a testimony
knew,
real quick,
if,
man. Give a testimony,
hey, check this
man.
Out, man. If you knew me in Justified History, man, we go way, way, way back. You know what I'm saying? It was a pleasure being able to meet Justified. And as well, knowing his mom, you know what I mean, because they're real religious people. We've done a lot of stuff together as far as Justified and myself. You know, I did Justified 10. You know, I don't know if you knew that, but
right.
You know, the impact of God is waking up and breathing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When you could wake up and actually take a breath, you need to give homage to the Lord up above. I'm not the preaching type. I'm not super religious. But God is in my heart, and I don't have to be in the building to love and respect him and put him out there the way he's supposed to be put out there. You know what I mean?
That's right. That's right. Sure you're right. Sure you're right.
You know, because, you know, just recently, you know, I lost one of my little cousins, you know, and he was, you know, in the hospital, and he's battling, you know, heart failure and this, that, and the other, and we just lost him. And it was just ironic that a couple of years ago my auntie passed, and he died on her birthday.
Wow.
Which was January the 3rd. That was yesterday, a couple of days ago, wasn't it?
Wow.
And, you know, I sit around here and I started feeling like, you know, you never want the person to leave you, but it's selfish to try to keep them. You know what I mean? It's different when you get somebody who's been shot in the street over gang violence or drug deals or something like that. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's something way different. But when you get a young soul, he wasn't even 40. I think he was like 38. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
37, 38 years old, and he's on life support and all of this stuff. When something is lost, you really start thinking about the people that you need to really, you need to cling on to your family and your close friends.
Right. Right.
You know, it's been a while since me and Justified actually got together, and you know, I thought about Jess. I thought about a whole lot of other people that I haven't really just connected with in years. Because if something happened to Justify, I'd be crushed because that's my brother.
Right.
That is really, I could really say this is my brother. We helped each
right.
other through thick and thin, and then we lost contact. We didn't talk for a while, but it was one thing about it. See, we was always bonded close, and it was something that God did. And at one
Amen.
Time, you know, I felt that, you know, I didn't want to really just say, okay, I'm just getting ready to go, God, you know, when I still had all of this other stuff that I was trying to do. I really tried to, he was like, man, we could go and do this for the church, and we could do this and that. And I was like, well, okay, we could do it, but if they look at my Facebook page or my MySpace page or my Twitter, they getting ready to see something totally different.
Yeah,
totally
but let me
interject
on that.
Yeah, you got
That's where you know we treading on water right there because how is supposed to change? Who's perfect on this planet?
Nobody.
So sometimes you know, of course, you don't have to ask the question why all the time. Whenever you follow God principles, you don't have to ask why. You're just gonna look around and you'd be like, dang, I just gonna do certain things.
Yeah,
see what
exactly.
I'm saying? Because God is the one that has to break the yoke. And the thing of it is that you can lead a horse to the water, but you can't make him drink it. But you also got to look at the fact that horse was convinced to go to the water in the first place.
Exactly. I don't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
No. What I was saying, briefly, because we got to get into some other callers. I know Kat about to call, too.
Oh, yeah.
Want to hear
I wish I could get on with Kat. That's something. Because I want to. I don't want to cut you off. But I'm blessed by a couple of other things that you know I want to get into. But I mean, Justify, you know, he hit me up and he was saying, "Man, I want you to get on." So I really want to really express the things that I felt toward him and let him know that you still my brother and I love you always. And whatever I got to do for you, you know I got you. But
Glory to God. Justify, you
I'm right here, brother, yeah. And me and King Scratch, you know what it is, bro. We real close, and that was a thing. And I've always been the one, you know, that have kind of, you know, been looked at as a, you know, the artist that pushed that God line, you know what I mean? But in all the music, we revealed who God was by our own imperfections, you know what I mean? The fact that I can be justified and I could be out here in these streets and I could be doing this and doing that, but God still loved me, you know what I mean? So whenever we made a move, try to do something for him, that was just my way of thanking him, like, okay, I'm out here in these streets, but I know you got me, and I know what you want me to say, so I gotta say it. And it was never to turn the people inside of the church, but it was to show the brothers in the streets that you gotta come to God as you are. We can't say, I'ma wait till I stop cussing, I'ma wait till I stop smoking, I'ma wait till I stop cheating on my woman before I give God a try. Man, we cannot accomplish those strongholds and beat them without God. So we got to come to him dirty and toe up and let him, you know, it's something that I can't conceive. You feel what he does? But once you give him that time and pay attention to him, things start changing on their own because he's powerful like that.
Well, look, let me. I just want to put this out there because I know you guys have extra callers, other callers that's coming in. My thing is this, man. Like I said, God is in my heart, so I don't have to be in a building, and we have a special relationship. My stepfather is a bishop, so you know what I'm saying? We have a lot of time together that we talk and do a lot of things, but the thing that I'm grateful to God for is being a part of NWA to where a lot of people didn't know. I was on the first cover. I was even at Eazy-E's birthday celebration, and nobody knew who the heck I was, which was cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I even seen you there, Cocaine. You know what I'm saying? But you didn't know who
many
I
moons.
Was.
Many
you know what I'm saying?
Ago,
I'm right
brother.
There. Yeah, I was right there. I was right there on the cover. You know what I mean? Battle Cat,
yeah.
Who's getting ready to come up. We went to high school together. Me and Battle Cat been close ever since high school. And I prayed to God that he will recover from that heart attack that he had.
He is a prime example that God is working.
Man,
so.
That is my boy. And when he get on here, he will tell you that. But see, the whole thing about it is, I'm one of those behind-the-scenes characters that I'm not recognized like everybody else has been. You know, nobody know that I did 3 songs for Tupac. Nobody don't know that I used to be Candyman DJ. I DJ for Tone Loc. A lot of people don't know a lot of this stuff, but you know what? It was by the grace of God that I was able to do that. And some people do recognize. Some people understand. They know who I am. But it's not too much of, it's not really important, but it was God that actually gave me all of the talent that I do have in order to spread it out. You know what I mean?
Amen.
And like I say, man, oh, and by the way, Cocaine, I'll be out there with Baldy in February.
Oh, man, tell Anthony I said hi.
I'm coming out there on the, I think, February 3rd, and I'll be out there. I'm going to do the Black Panther thing. I got to do some Black Panther shooting. And then we're going to do that show. I think it's like the 21st or the 22nd or something.
Well, I'll see you on out of here, Mike. We're going to get some more of these calls, but salute King Scratch for real.
Oh, man, thanks, man.
You
know, look, check it out, though, man.
God,
y'all,
God bless you, bro.
Man, God bless y'all, man. Y'all keep it up, man. Y'all doing a real positive thing, and hopefully we could get some of the people who's not, I mean, everybody, we believe. You got other people that believe, but if you could just actually keep it positive the way you guys are doing it. I mean, this is just totally what everybody needs right now, man. Everybody needs to know about the Lord. Everybody needs to know that if it wasn't for him, you probably wouldn't be speaking. You probably wouldn't be woke. You probably won't be walking. You probably wouldn't be doing anything. So I'm just glad that somebody was able to just put this, y'all together as, you know, real, I mean, people that I really admire, put you guys together and make this happen, man. And I'm really happy for y'all. And I'm going to stay on here because I want to hear what Cat got to say. That is my boy.
All the glory go to God. Let's, man, thanks, King Scratch. Hey, let's move over to the pod. Let's move over to a song and then bring in Cat, you know.
Right, man. What I'm going to do based on, you know, what Scratch is saying and what Uncle KJ was talking about, this is a song that I've always, you know, that I can ride to, and it just made me feel good to hear this person say the things that they're saying in this song. We're going to Let Go and Let God with my big homie E-40.
Right now it's feast or famine. Either you're eating or you're starving. Houses upside down, foreclosures, government auctions, bargains. It's nasty out here, it's bad. It's awful as one big yesterday. Before yesterday they picked up my car, got repossessed. What's next? They found cancer in her chest. My little homie mama, man, they talking about cutting off her breath. Ran hella tests, mammograms and stuff. Nervous breakdown, her husband left when it rains and pours and rough. Somebody got shot today, and everybody know who did it. It's easy to kill a man, but it's harder to live with it. Karma used to take 3 years, but now it only takes 30 minutes. The victim's family shed their tears, Memorial Day they go to visit the gravesite. The resting place of their family member, man. And then they light a candle and put flowers on it, man. A lot of my folks still here, a lot of my folks have vanished. Gotta provide you with the peanut butter and jelly, but you gotta
let
make
go,
the sandwich.
Let go!
I'm on the line with my relative. She crying. bless you.
She said he might not come when you're calling, but he always right on time.
I said that's old people talk.
She said them old people ain't lying.
I was in church the other day and all I put was a dime.
A dime, yeah.
A dime, triple time. I got bread and back today, just enough to spend, but in a whole nother way.
My income tax came in,
got some credit cards to pay, and I owe a couple friends.
I said, I'll say, ain't nothing to be ashamed.
We all in the same boat, but God is in the blessing game.
The majority of us broke,
we all going through some things.
Gotta pray and hold on to your hope,
like a hubcap in the fast lane.
My daughter pregnant,
and her boyfriend don't give a damn.
Cereal, milk, cheese, and eggs, apply for the WIC program.
EBT,
EBT,
electronic benefit transfer card.
It's plain to see.
Single parents got it all.
If you're in that prison cell, just let go, just let go and let God. If you're in front of the judge, just let go and let God. Oh, 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 yeah. Let go and let God. If you're down at the welfare office, let go and let God. If somebody's standing in front of you, got a gun pointed at you, just let go and let God. Yes, he will, he'll fix it for you. I know he will, yeah. Just let go and let God.
Yeah, you heard it from the big homie E-40, to let go and let God. We got our special guest in the building. I'm going to mic him up right now. We got the big homie from the West Coast, Battle Cat. What it do, Mr. Cat?
What it do, y'all? Can y'all hear me?
Yes,
sir. Peace and blessings to you, Mr. Brother. Brother yes, Battle Cat.
Yeah, man. I'm right here. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, man, it was beautiful, man. It's just how I thought God would do it. It's just a good program, and everybody's been sharing their testimony, and you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? There's nothing but love on the phone. It's some frequencies, as you would say, that's going out right. You did.
Yes, I just want to give God all the praises, man, my Lord and Christ
yes.
and Savior, and I love everybody who spoke their minds. It's been very interesting to hear everybody in this day and time where they at, you know what I'm saying? So this show is, I want to take hats off to you cats for putting something in the mix that we've been needing for a long time.
Yeah, all the glory, just like you said, all the glory goes to him. And
yeah.
Just real briefly, it's you got a testimony, fam. You know, I had the pleasure, me and Justify, to know you through some years, and I've seen your elevation in your music and how God has touched you with the gift of doing your music. And it's just, you know, you're a blessing to the whole game, because I can't speak for Cat, but I can only speak as a witness. I'm going to tell y'all, this is a powerful, anointed brother. You know, anytime he's around somebody and he's not only just doing music, he's a teacher. And he's also invoking that spirit. And God has used him so much, and he has much more plans for him.
But without further ado, let the man himself speak for himself. I'll ask you the question, and then let the spirit flow through you, Brother Cat. How has God impacted your life?
Oh, wow, so many ways that he has. You know, I, at a young age, kind of knew that God had his hands on me because the way that my mother and grandmother helped supplied so many different things to let me know that this is God's doing. We just servants, and we just in the right place at the right time to receive these favors and blessings for you to have these things. This is what I was told in my upbringing. So I could say this. And today, and me saying what I'm saying, the mirror reflection of me being who I'm need, who I need to be like never before, I wake up to Second Timothy, third chapter, first verse, and it tells me a lot about the male characteristics and how they would be and stuff of that nature as far as the dark side of things. And that having someone even do music or having a male, you know, someone to come through that's the male man or any walk of life, you know, or brothers or sisters through high school or just off the streets, just watching their body language has been a blessing for me to see how God worked in mysterious ways. I never forget this first testimony I'm about to share with you guys when I was at Snoopy's house. And or even before that, I'm going to make it short and brief. I never forget sitting at the table with Slim Shady, Short Chop, Big D, just a few, Dre, Snoop, you know, and we was reading this magazine, and there was an article in there with me, and it was about how I felt about my music, you know what I'm saying, and they knew I loved God, but they wouldn't say too much, you know, that would, you know, be disrespectful to my belief or anything, but I needed some positive expression over my music, and I wasn't afraid to let, you know, Calvin Brothers, a.k.a. Snoop Dogg, know that if I couldn't get any positive content over my music, that I really wanted no association.
Wow.
At that time with him, because I felt, you know, how they already look at us as animals and crabs in the bucket and don't really love one another. It was just good to get that understood to the point where they did deliver what I was requesting. And that's why, you know, that I felt that God had his hands in such a project that wasn't perfect. It wasn't all about praising God, but they gave God his through that record, the first Eastsiders record. And right. So the second thing is when I was at Dog's house with me and Mr. Cocaine, and it was a time where it was turbulence in his life about this artistry and what he wanted to say or how he wanted to express himself. But God showed me so much at that time because I haven't had opportunity like Dre did. Well, that was my first time having that much instrumental time with Cocaine and his background from the Easy all the way with Dre and Snoop. And I was on that same crusade about, okay, if we're going to do something, let's do something profound that people can grow from, and they can look at us at a different light. You know, we have this blessing, talent, and ability to do something profound like the greats that we say we grew up on, Al Green or Curtis Mayfield or Gil Scott-Heron. If we say we grew up on them, then we have a responsibility to do our best to let them know that we appreciate and we pay homage to the forefathers of music. So me and Cocaine kind of bumped heads, and he was wondering, he was like, why are you so on me like this, Cat? Why you want me to, you know, get down this way? You know, I'm on something else right now. I need this right now. And I'm like, I just screamed at the top of my lungs and say, man, I love you, man, and you chosen. And the argument fell all the way into another room where Snoopy was, and me and Snoop talked about it, and it was a beautiful thing that he could identify positiveness and how much important is needed in this power and this gift that is given. My third testimony is when I found my soulmate, Vanessa Morris, and if I didn't find her, I wouldn't really be alive and I wouldn't be the man that I am today. And hallelujah. I know I would be a total wreck and no use to no one, especially my children. She's the one that helped me get back in order because I let this industry be the foundation of my manhood or my spirituality in so many ways, not knowing that I was doing that. And I was losing grips and losing grips with my purpose. And it trickled all the way down to this last year, you know, of not eating right, living right, not so much being discouraged, but in so many ways, yes, about when would I have my chance to resurface in the industry again and make something positive happen. And I put all my eggs in one basket. A lot of people felt I was being loyal to certain artists and not giving them a chance. So God put a halt to that, and he didn't like what was going on. So he gave me a rude awakening when that heart attack came last year.
Ooh,
I never forget the look on my son and my man Box, Billy Davenport, the first brother that I started making records with. You know, he lives with me. And I never forget the look on their face of fear and hopelessness, like they couldn't help me. Yeah. And I was fighting for my life. I was looking up at the ceilings of my bedroom and calling on the God and asking him, what did I do? You know, when I knew what I have done that I haven't truly repented and got myself together with, and he just put everything to a halt because I was smashing like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning trying to do something positive, but it wasn't enough. It wasn't pleasing enough for God to bless me to continue. But he did bless me to live again, and here I am to tell you guys that I've been a firm believer. But the reason why Kevin Gilliam / Battlecat has not been successful or resurfaced into this industry, because I have a calling on my life, and when I don't get down to the calling or the things that God has provided for me, you know, I'm only going to go so far. And that's, you know, and now that I have learned to let go on things and see things for what they are, I'm very infectious and tenacious into reading and sitting down and just really getting my instructions, man. I just want to say that, man. I mean, I'm just glad to be alive and be a voice again. You know, I was deceased twice. You know, they brought me back twice.
Oh, glory to God. Glory to God.
Yes, sir. Yes, man.
Man.
So, you know, I don't want to say too much. You know, I just want to let you know, guys know, man, that, you know, man, you got to believe. I can't say in something, man. I mean, God is real, man. Just search him on your own. I mean, he didn't even take the heart attack from me to know I've been a church boy this whole ride, you know, of me being born on this earth. And, you know, and when you're straight away from a man, you know, only certain things up this world is going to be added to you, and you're only going to go so far. So I just want to share with you guys this testimony because, you know, it's needed, you know, and I love you guys for having this platform for people like ourselves or anyone. It don't even have to be no one in the industry. It could be anyone. Any soul can come through this channel and really express themselves as needed. Thank you.
Hey, Kat, this is Justified, brother. You still there, Kat?
Yes. Can you say that again, sir?
This is Justified. I just wanted to add to what you said. You said that you cannot go to where you know you need to be unless you do it God's way. And there's a lot of us artists, you know, that are out there that have everything that it takes. I mean, we're dominant with this gift, you know what I mean? But we sit here and ask ourselves, why ain't on? Why ain't blew up? Because we're special, we're chosen, and unless we yield to God's will, we can't do it. It's either do it his way or sell out. And it's a lot of real brothers, OGs from the streets like yourself, like Cocaine, you know what I'm saying, like myself, that we're chosen by God, and he's not going to allow us to enter that other side. You feel me? So big salute to you for standing firm, you know, on your beliefs and wanting to do what God would have you do with your gift. Yield your gift to him. And like I said, it's not about being holier than thou or, you know, trying to preach to somebody, but let's make testimony music. Let's share this realness with our listeners, with our fans, with our friends, and show them, you know, that you wouldn't be in the light. You wouldn't be Battle Cat if God hadn't predestined you for greatness. You feel me? So big salute to you. I've seen you at the cocaine party and at the E-40 video shoot, and I told you it's something, you know, that we got to do, bro. And I'm honored that you were the first guest, you know, to come on the Mafia Radio Show and share that testimony, brother. I knew something great God had in store for us. So I'm watching it come to life, and that's a blessing in itself.
Hey, see, yes. To interject on that, you know, first of all, going back to what Kat said real briefly, you know, it was crazy, you know, going back in the Claremont days, you know, Claremont, California, where Snoop old house used to be. And I was like, you know, I come in, you know, I'm on a good one. I mean, a good one. So I come in like, hey, you know, we're doing our thing. And Kat just looked at me with this look that I wasn't used to having Kat look at me. He said, what the hell are you doing? No, you ain't supposed to put that. And it kind of like threw me off low. But years later, I can remember that, and that was a part of my change. Because we can see sometimes ahead in the future and plant seeds way before it happens. So I just want to say, you know, God through you, Battle Cat, praise God for you, brother, because through you, that was a part of my puzzle piece on helping me change, because that's a Kodak memory that will never leave me, fam. Every time I run into you, we always talk about that. And that's just to say that, you know, it's not overnight. Ain't nothing overnight. But you plant your seeds, you continue to keep the faith. And the more you seek, it says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all those things will be established. Even in our darkness, we need to listen to some of the songs that we say and go back and listen to ourselves, because sometimes we can tell other people better than we can do ourselves. We need to listen to that inner voice. And it's a pleasure to have a person like Kat, who's an example that miracles not only happen, but just the grace of God happens. And that's what it's about. We want to encourage everybody. We're not judging you. God can judge the individual. We just want to say there's a better side out here. You know, it's a better side. We don't fault you for what you do or whatever when you do it. But we just want to tell you, look, here's another side. Because this is what we do in the music industry, but that's not who we are. Who we are is children of the Most High. And we were disconnected from that through generational curses or whatever thing that was laid on us long before we came out the womb. But see, the chains break right now, because the enemy knows if he could take knowledge, if he could take your education, he could take your spirit, he could strip your identity. It's nothing but a Willie Lynch law on you again and again. We got to break the chains on our mind. And the only way we're able to break the chains on our mind is by letting go. Don't look through it through your senses. You will not get it. Don't try to see it through your eyes. You will miss it. You just let go, because the power is not in your hands. The power is in your word. It's on your mouth. It's on your tongue. So when you catch yourself out of bounds talking about, I can't do this, you curse yourself. When you catch yourself out of bounds saying, this will never happen, you stifle yourself, because God didn't tell you that. God said, you can do all things if ye abide in me. I will give you anything. What is the first thing you need? You need screenshots of money tucking up on the Facebook talking about, this is God on the promissory note that say $100 bill with a hologram? Nah, that ain't God. God is a personal relationship. God is there, and he rests in the assembly of struggle when you don't have nothing. So Cat didn't have nobody when he was looking up in the sky, when he was saying, God, why, what did I do? All he had was God. And see, that's when you know God. And that's all we want to do.
to encourage everybody out there, not to push and pull them away, not to say, oh, okay, you wrong for being a Muslim or Christian. No, God is God by himself, and we are prime examples of that. So from Justified to Cocaine, our hat is off to a man of God, Kevin Gilliam, BC Power, a.k.a. Battlecat. Love you, brother.
Love you guys, too. I want to say this before I end. Man. Let me read 2 Timothy 3rd verse, first chapter about what really got me straight as a man. And I try to practice it every day. It's a, well, mark this. There will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungodly, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. Have nothing to do with them. They are the kind who worm their way into homes and gain control over weak-willed women who are loaded down with sins and are swayed by all kinds of evil desires, always learning but never able to acknowledge the truth. And that's what I love about this show. You guys have put a platform where we can really be a witness to the truth and nothing else in between. And I just want to say that I'm going to do my best to be an example so you guys can have a mere reflection of what righteous can be like, you know. And I do it through my music as much as I could and can and will. I can't say too much, man, but, man, you guys continue to keep doing what you're doing. And them artists that is, you know, I'm gonna say this, you know, a lot of people who even do wrong want to go to sleep. Eventually, they want to go eat. They want to eventually go take care of themselves. 24/7, they ain't always on the dark side. I mean, even this brother helped me not be so personal about the past of some of our peers in this industry. I love how Jerry Long, a.k.a. Cocaine, had did this for me because he knew that I have had a disappointing spirit, but one thing about my peers in the game, but I have to be an example, and they know once I'm an example and I'm thorough with it and I'm real as I can be with God's blessing, I think they would get the picture, because I notice about our coast over here, if we don't choose to be the example and we chose to be the one throwing rocks and stones, then we would never progress and be who we need to be in music or anything, because it's not even just about the music industry. But we have a responsibility. So I'm starting this new mixtape I'm doing where I'm giving God all the praises, because I never gave him his through music from top to bottom on a mix CD or album, and I ain't waiting on no one to do so. And it's going to still have a Battlecat sound and then some, because I'm way passionate about music. All the people that I say I grew up on, you're going to hear them through my music, and it ain't just by rap, the rap industry, so to say, music. You know, I grew up on all of it, so I got to give God his. I got a couple of people I've been instrumental behind on positive gospel, in the sense of just this song praises. The gospel is the truth, so I ain't even running from it. You know, I got a cat named Holy D I've been instrumental in, and another guy named Eastwood, Kristen Benavis. So if he's out there listening, I appreciate him, Jakim, DJ Rogers Jr., and Dre Wilson. Them brothers was instrumental with me in making Eastwood's record, The Ride, and a couple of other records. So if you ever wanted to hear what Battlecat sound like, doing that, you know, doing straight up this positive praises still with the slap frequencies, go pick up his CD. You'll find it's called The Ride by Eastwood. And it's not the Eastwood from Death Row, it's the gospel Eastwood. So I love you guys, man. In the name of blood of Jesus, thank you for giving me this time. to be a man of God on this day or any every day. You know, if you guys are doing this, even during the week, holler at your boy. If y'all need music to be played or anything, just go back and reach to that East Siders where we did records like Thankful and How You Living or even The Ghetto. You know, we had so many records that we did on that East Siders album that made sense. So
yeah.
Thank you again, my king, my friends, my brothers, whoever's listening. God bless.
God bless you and your family, and all the glory goes to Brother Battle Cat. And y'all heard it first on Mafia Radio, Men of Faith in Action, Justified, Cocaine, Jerry Long, they hosted. That was powerful.
Oh, yes, sir. It's everything that, you know, that I prayed and hoped that it would be, and it's just really been a moment of confirmation. You feel me? I'm looking at our switchboard, bro. You feel me?
Hey,
and
let's go.
Hey, yeah, let the brothers holler, man. God bless you guys. I'm going to still be listening, man. Let the next caller get through. I love you guys. Scratch.
Love
all
you too,
guys.
Brother.
JKJ, everybody. Everybody who's been on here, I'm going to still be listening. One love. One.
Thank you, sir.
God bless.
All right.
Hey, let's take a couple callers and then go to that Yolanda Adams song.
Let's do it. I'm going to go to a 321 that's been on hold for quite a while with something to say. 321-682.
Yeah, hello?
Yes, sir.
Yo, salam alaikum. That means peace upon you. I know Justified for a long time. I am Muslim, you know, born and raised. But Cocaine said something, and hello to you, Mr. Cocaine. You know, I really love what y'all doing. You know, I really love it, and I support it 100%. Even being Muslim, when you believe in God, you believe in God. And when you believe in God,
yeah,
certain things that you're not going to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I like salam to you, brother.
Oh, alhamdulillah, brother. It's peace and love with everything, you know, and it's something that, you know, and I see it from your side, which I love, and one of my close friends is Vader Nobles. He's a Muslim, but he's a producer. He did Lauryn Hill's first CD, Sally Carson, and things like that. So positivity, because he told me one time Jay-Z wanted a song, and he wouldn't give it to him because he, just like Battlecat said, you know, he wanted positivity. And I think, you know, it's to the point that when we see how we living in the darkness, you know, the only thing that's going to bring us to life is God. When you want for your brother what you want for yourself. And when you make that time in your life, when you realize that you're a sinner and that we're not perfect and that you want to walk in the light of God and want to live a clean life, some people can't take that journey with you. You know, when you start obeying the word of God, you have to leave some of them people behind. You understand what I'm saying? And I think what you're doing is groundbreaking. I love it. I'm not a Muslim to think that I'm right. I believe that we're all lost trying to seek God. Because one thing about Islam, it prepares you for what's real. And what's real and the one thing that they're saying Islam that we all have in common is death. And based on how you live your life, you know what I'm saying? Because we have to look at, like, whether you look at Jesus, whether you look at Noah, whether you look at any of the prophets, they were all men of integrity. You know what I'm saying? So integrity means a lot. And that's what I'm seeing with this radio show, people with integrity. That's the first step. You got to have integrity. And I think we need to come together for what's right. We don't need to argue about religion because there's people out there lost. We got to lead by example. And the one thing about Islam that I think, because Christianity and Islam were very similar when you look at the beginning all the way to the time of Jesus. But one thing, when the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of God be upon him, when he was in the cave before he received his prophethood, the angel Gabriel came to him and he said, Iqra, that means read in Arabic, read. And the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of God be upon him, said, I cannot read. And then the angel Gabriel, may God be pleased with him, grabbed him and said, read in the name of thy Lord. So we have to read. We have to study, and we have to apply what we're reading into our lives. Whether you're Muslim, Christian, Jew, or whatever, we have to apply what we're reading, and we need to keep our mouths wet with the remembrance of God.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because it was something that happened last week where my imam, which is like a reverend to it, is the same as a pastor, he said that when you die, you know, you have to understand that the angels are recording everything that you're saying, all your actions and everything that you're saying, and that when you die, when the angels in your tongue testifies against you, that when you open up your book of your words, the pages can cover from the east to the west. And when they're going through all the words that you're saying, you need to have some words in there of the remembrance of God, whether it's Shalallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad Rasulullah, or whether it's in the name of Jesus or Jah or whatever. Because you better off being a good Christian than a bad Muslim, or you better off being a good Muslim than a bad Christian, because everybody needs God in their life and believe.
Amen. I mean.
And I got, I got nothing but love for y'all. And I think cocaine, I've been peeping y'all. Everybody know cocaine. I've been knowing Justified a whole lot. And I think we really have to give the glory to God. You know what I'm saying? Because you have to understand that God uses us the way that he sees fit. And sometimes when people are out there and people are known for cocaine, being on Snoop's song and Justified out there doing what he's doing, it's like Malcolm X. You know, it has nothing to do with what God has a plan. Because sometimes we have to get people's attention to lead them in the right direction. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You have all my support.
Thank you, fam. It allows us, man, to open up dialogue. And, you know, because, I pray with Christian brothers. I pray my salat. And one thing I know, hello?
Yeah.
One thing that I know, brother, is that love cannot be defined. It's eternal. And whether it's Yah or whether you call him Allah, you know, the love of God is everything, the Almighty One. He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere, fam. And for us to invoke this type of thing, we always want to have division amongst the household, and the house cannot be held together by division. And one thing that the reason why I'm glad the brother Justified, the seed was planted in his heart, and I hopped aboard, because when once the spirit, the holy connection is there, it's infectious, fam. And it's just something that we as brothers, you know what I'm saying, especially from the suppression, our brown brothers, our black brothers, we have been divided for a reason. And one of the things the shaitan used is he really used the religion part, because it has to only be by Allah inside you to fight this powerful adversary. That's it. You know, and it's for us to be able to challenge ourselves and above all get knowledge, wisdom, because knowledge, wisdom is power. Once you tap that to that power, you start to understand different things, that how they use religion, no different than private corporations build jails to swindle people that are cut from that suppression in modern-day slavery again, just for greed and capitalism and different things. But the love of God breaks down all things. Thank Almighty Allah, thank Almighty God that a peach tree is different from an apple tree, is different from a plumogram tree, but it all grows from one earth.
Yes, sir.
Bottom line.
Amen.
So, you know, our hats is off to you, brother, my Muslim brother over there, and salam alaikum to all my Muslim brothers, and mean peace be unto you, and we don't get caught up in that, you know, this is an open conversation. So me and Justify really appreciate you opening up dialogue, your honesty and integrity.
Yes, sir. And I just got to say one more quick thing. Just to give y'all props.
I just did my testimony. Go ahead, I'm listening.
It's something that you said, and I have to really give y'all some props, though, because there's two things. You know, when we, it's one of the prayers that we do, we have to say that we ask God to protect us from the evil that he created. Because even though there's evil and there's confusion out there, it's still created from God. But understand that the devil loves confusion. And one thing about I've been learning, because we've been talking about testimonies, one of the things that I really had to learn is to let go of my ego. Because the ego is one of the attributes of the devil. That's why he didn't bow down to Adam when God told those in heaven to bow down. You know what I'm saying? So we have to understand that he wanted everybody to bow down to Adam, because we are God's greatest creation, and God has mercy upon us. And the fact that Justified Cole with some raps out there in the gang could be doing a whole bunch of things, the fact that you've been in the gang for long, platinum plaques and all that, the fact that you, both of y'all, and people like Battle Cat and other people that are being encouraged and motivated to do the right thing. It's always hard to go across, to go against the grain, because it could be people be like, oh, cocaine fell off or justified tripping. But when you release, let go of that ego, you let go of that ego to do what's right, God is going to bless you. You know, we have to, you know, understand that we are all servants of God, and everybody needs God in their life. I'm going to fast for y'all tomorrow, inshallah. That means if it pleases God, I'm going to fast for y'all. I'm going to keep asking God to bless y'all and your listeners, and I just appreciate this. And this is what we need. You can't even pray in schools, you know, so much ego. There's people don't talk about God, and without God, we would truly be lost. Because when you're dead, that's a wrap. You know what I'm saying? And as we're getting older.
Glory to God.
Yeah, and we're getting older, and I really appreciate y'all being men coming through with the truth. And you got nothing but love for me. May God continue to bless y'all. Happy New Year. Whether you're Muslim, Christian, Jew, whatever you believe in, do what you're supposed to do and lead your family and do the right thing. And I'm going to keep listening, man, and I love y'all, and keep it up, man, definitely.
Love you too, brother.
How you doing, homie?
All the glory goes to God.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Coco, let's go ahead and
take
some of these lines. This, the power of God is really, you know, taking over. Like I said, I do this, you know, this Blog Talk Radio, and, you know, God is showing me some things from behind the scenes. So I want to go into this. It's a 760-270 on the line. Let me bring them in. 760-270.
Yo, yo, what up with it?
What's good? Who are we talking with?
It's TST, man.
What up,
what's going on with you, brother?
TST, what it do, man? You know, I'm just hanging in there, man, checking y'all out, listening to everybody's testimony, man. Want to give a shout-out to everybody that did their thing, man. Much respect. I'm listening to the whole thing, man. Justify hit me up on Facebook and shit, told a nigga to call in, you know, see what's going on, and, you know.
Yeah.
Pay homage.
It's all good. I know Baby Loke over there. What's up to Baby Loke?
You
know,
yeah.
Yeah, you got a test. Give a quick testimony real brief. We want to try to get some more callers in. You know what I'm saying? Give a brief testimony. How did God impact your life?
Well, my brief testimony, I'm going to be brief as possible. You know what I'm saying? I've been through a lot, but like I said, I'm going to be brief as possible. I did 12 years straight in prison, you know, as a child. You know, I was up gang banging and everything. Had a shootout with the police going down the 76 freeway. Going 190 miles an hour, crashing to the center divider, getting off the freeway. Nobody died. Jumped out the car.
Wow.
Sheriff shooting at us. Sheriff shooting at us, trying to kill everybody. Nobody got shot. Everybody got arrested, went to prison. I did 19 years, 12 years straight. Came into this music, you know, through God, because, like, God is directing everything that's happening, whether we know it or not. We just got to follow the signs, you know. And my signs was, is, you know, I was being placed in positions of music and didn't even know that I was supposed to be doing music. You know, I'm beating on tables and rapping on the yard for all these talented artists, you know, who ain't never getting out, and I got a date, you know what I'm saying? So it was just a blessing for me to be in New Folsom State Prison around, you know, people who going to die there, you know what I'm saying, that's trying to get out, and, you know, and God blessed me with the talent to do music. I started a class in prison, in New Folsom State Prison, called Arts and Corrections. I had artists coming in every Tuesday and Saturday, you know, and I was making beats for everybody, you know, just making beats, trying to help everybody, you know, everybody with their situation, and, you know, and to be able to express themselves.
So, glory to God. You see how that is? That no matter what, the enemy can try to come in, afflict you. You know, God will even, you know, you crash the car. And look at some people who crashed the car. You know, rest in peace to Paul, to the Fast and Furious. You could have been that person, but look what God did for you. Look what God did for you, a person gangbanging, shootouts, and anything else in a handbag. But see, God ain't consulted your past to determine your future. That's why you here. 12 years, you did your hard time, you know, and you here as a testimony. This is what we need. That's why God is going to make God continue to use you, brother, because he needs, people out there need to see. They don't need to see, not taking that away, somebody just
always having it like that. And it seems like life is just sprinkles coming out of your mouth. And, no, they need to see people that have been in the thick of it, in the cesspool of that suppression. Because that's what I'm talking about. That's the only way these youth is going to inspire, by relating. The baddest thing about it, the reason why things happen is hard for them to listen, because they don't got nothing to relate to.
Right.
Now they got something to relate to. So for you to share that testimony on Mafia Men of Faith and Action radio show to die for is amazing, fam. It's awesome. It takes courage and integrity to go ahead and share that in this sub-kingdom. So salute, and all the glory goes to God.
Yeah, glory to God.
Yeah, let's move on over to this eight, big bro. Kid, these lines is going nuts, Coca. The spirit is moving. Let's go to this 818-219 on Sam Bam Dialansky.
What's up, y'all, man? I've just been sitting here the whole show. I got to tell you, just a beautiful thing what's happening right now. And, man, just salute to y'all, Justify Cocaine, everybody calling up. Man, it's just, it's crazy to sit here and watch this. It's historical.
Man, it's a seed, brother, and we thank you. Like I said, I thank Justified and to die for radio, and you know, God is using us. It's big. It's beyond us. At this point, it's not even us. It's God doing it. You know, everybody that's sharing their testimonies from all sides, and the beautiful thing about it, you got Christian brothers, Muslim brothers, no matter if you're Jewish, Buddhist, whatever you is, you know, this is a conversation for love. You know what I'm saying? To walk in faith. And it's just amazing. All I could do is just be an awe, and all of us can be an awe as God, as we are witnesses to what God is doing through us. So, you know, big ups to everybody out there for being that witness. You got to, after this radio show's over with, you're going to leave with some type of inspiration to let you know that God is working on this planet. So if we can go to the next caller, that would be Just Fine.
We're going to come in on 818-398. You with us, 818?
Hello. Yeah.
Hello.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, what's your name?
Yeah, this is Tico, Justified.
What's up with you, Mr. Tico?
Man, what's happening? What's happening? First off, I'd like to say, hey, yo, Justified, appreciate you emailing me that song, The Road. Very inspirational, man. It touched me. I listen to it every morning. And Cocaine, I peeped your video out, that Pomona. Big ups to that.
Yeah.
Love that. But real
man,
quick,
thanks,
I just want to... Yeah, indeed. Real quick, I just want to give a testimony real quick on how God impacted my life. Really, at the beginning, last year, I was a non-believer. I was lost, confused. Not even really knowing, like, if there was a God, what. And everything was going good. And then next thing you know, everything started going way downhill. I was a supervisor, lost my job, doing wrong. Music wasn't doing all this. My marriage was in trouble or whatever. And then my wife, she just got up in my head, and she told me, she was like, man, if we're going to do this, I really got to get up into God. So I put my all into him. I prayed. I just asked him to show me the way. Show me the way. And I asked him to help me keep making this good music, let it fall into the right ears and everything. And then next thing you know, the more I prayed, our Father God, he delivered. And that's how he has impacting my life in so many different ways. I mean, it's a lot of ways. I mean, now I'm out here buzzing up in the streets. Everybody want to work with me or whatever. It's crazy. But
man, that's the way he works. That's the way he works, man. Praise God for that, man. You know, it's impossible for us to untangle things, but nothing. Do you hear me, man?
Nothing. Yeah, I hear you.
Is impossible for God. Nothing.
Yeah,
you know, like Mission Impossible. That's for us. Not for God. God don't make mistakes. He's God.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So praise God and continue. And that one thing before we go on to the next caller, we want to encourage everybody to stay consistent.
because it's not, this is not like African medallion chains in one day and out the next. We going to stay consistent. Every Sunday we doing this. You know, we invited Uncle Bootsy Collins to come by next week and get on the show. We're going to challenge. We're going to make a difference, y'all. Not only just in as far as bringing that closeness and understanding, but we also want to go ahead and plug different and invite different community leaders and plug nonprofit organizations with different outreach programs, because that's the saddest thing about it. When we was growing up, I could go shoot caroms, and at least we had the free lunch programs. Satan is snatching everything away from us. So in order for us to get back, we got to use that love, that closeness in our word, and lead by example. Lead by example. The more you practice it, the more it becomes you. The more you be engulfed in it, soaked in it, seasoned in it. You feel me? You can't help but be compelled by the Spirit. And this is not, they're not going to understand your shine. But you understanding that I'm in this world and I'm not of this world, you don't mind them. You know, you'll pull them in because, you know, it's the God in you that makes that happen. So we salute you, man. Continue to go ahead and reach for the highest ground, with an exception of having all humility and supplication, fam, about yourself, to let you know that, hey, God give it to you, but he can snatch it real quick. So we don't want to get to that point no more. We don't, you know, time is short, man. The signs are in the air. You know, people getting sick around the same time. Maybe it might be chemtrails or whatever it is. It's things that, according to prophecy, that is happening. So we're going to have to get knowledgeable things. And instead of just rolling up our sack of joint all the time, just say, let me put this side and let me give God 5 minutes of my time. That's all he's asking. He know you ain't perfect. But as long as you give him at least 5 minutes every single day, you're going to see how God going to impact your life even more.
Say it. We're going to keep it moving and roll down to this. We got an 818-201 that's in the building. 818-201.
That's B Battle Cat still.
That's you. My bad, brother. I'm seeing you still with us. We're glad. Doing the mic check.
Hey,
doing the mic check.
Glory to God. Yeah. Cat still on the line.
I ain't playing with it, but Brother Box is calling in from a 424 number. So when you guys get back to your commercial, I mean playing Yolanda off, I'm taking a few calls.
Hey, we're
going to
bring
him
on right now. Box, you in the building with us.
God bless you all.
Peace and blessings, brother.
Brother Cocaine, man, I love you, man, with all my heart, man. And I love
what you guys are doing, man. Yeah, likewise.
I
want to
share my testimony with you guys. And from what I understand, I've been writing for over 30 years. So what I understand is there has to be a beginning, a middle, and an end. So I'm going to have to start from the beginning and try to roll it fast enough to not hog up everybody's time. But I am a spiritual man. My mom went to Fremont High School with my father, and my mother was somebody that my dad just wanted to get with. My mom was raped, and that's how I was here.
Oh, wow.
Everything in my life, I've been very grateful for, because to me, for our being, our creator of the universe in this world and in any other worlds that may exist anywhere else, he turns the universes, the solar system, the sun, the smallest ants, the grass, the trees, but what I'm grateful for is that he makes time for me, and I'm one person. You know
Ooh,
what I'm saying?
Glory to God.
When I grew up, my family didn't accept me because my mother's side of the family thought my mom was promiscuous, which she wasn't, but she was an intellect. My dad's side of the family thought that my mom kept me to entrap my father. And all through growing up, my mom never went after him for child support, never begged him for a dime. She raised me by herself, and she did a fantastic job with me. She
She molded my spirituality. She molded my intellect. And by the age of 9 years old, which is, I'm 40 right now, about to turn 41 this month. So, you know, 9 years old, I was blessed to become a professional in this music business. I didn't come in here doing demos. I didn't do demo tapes or none of that. I stepped in professionally writing for people. Even though I may not have been credited as I should have been, maybe, but I was still brought into this game as a professional, and I've been able to meet lovely human beings like Battle Cat and Cocaine that have been my friends for 20 years and up, and they're still my friends to this day. You know what I'm saying? I was raised as a Christian man, but right now in my spirituality, I would like to say that I have my own personal relationship with God. And I pray for discernment in everything I learn, everything I grasp a hold of. But what I do ask him is that he puts his hands on me and move me where he wants me to be at. I don't make my plans. I let God make my plans for me. He always puts me in the right place. Right now, I'm sitting here with Battle Cat in the studio right now. I just walked in here and I heard this beautiful testimony, and I just had to jump in like double dutch, because the things that you brothers are doing with this time right here that we have on earth is very different from what a lot of, there's people out here right now that have all their belongings in the shopping cart right now pushing it around, but right now what you brothers are doing is beautiful to me, because we have, there's a huge problem in our community, meaning that back in the days we had Black Panthers, we had the US organization, we had the NAACP when they were actually, you know, when it, before it became a corrupt entity and all of that, you know, we had, you know, Black Panthers that would cook breakfast for the kids and stick a comb in their head and brush their teeth in the morning and make sure they had haircuts and school books to go to school with, make sure they had rides to come home from school. Right now, we don't have that presence in the community, my brother. And it's very seldom that you see a brother lock eyes and say hello to each other. And I want to get on here. And I would love for this to be about my personal testimony and everything, but for all of these positive brothers that are on here, what I want to preach, what I want to say is each one teach one. And when you guys leave this phone and when y'all leave this radio, I want y'all to go talk to the brothers that y'all kick it with so that we can start a worldwide thing of saying hello to each other again. Saying hi to each other again.
Amen.
Passing by our young brothers again and saying, hey, how you doing, young brother? Or if we see them doing something wrong, you know, maybe not get all into their business, but let them know, look, young man, you know, I don't want to see you getting a whole lot of trouble. So you know what I'm saying? I'm just speaking from my personal, I don't want to see you getting no trouble, man. You might want to stop what you're doing. You know what I mean? At least we can say something to these youngsters, because right now they don't have no leadership. And the only thing they grasp and hold to is what they're learning in school, what they're learning on these social networking sites, what they're learning on television, and what they're learning through the music that they're listening to. And shameless to say, none of it has the same values that we had when we were growing up. When I was growing up, my grandparents taught me manners. I don't even hear that word in exist in the English language no more. What is manners? What is etiquette? You know what I mean? We gotta reinstill that, because when we were coming up, we had Martin Luther King's. We had all of that. Now that all our leadership is gone away, us that are OGs that are 40 plus, going on 50, going on 60, even the ones that are 30 and 20s on up, we got to look down, man. We got to pass this torch down. As Africans, we had somebody in the tribe called a griot, and that griot was responsible for handing the story of the forefathers before to the youngsters now, so that the youngsters in the tribe would not be doomed to make the same mistakes that their forefathers made. And yeah. with my pen and pad and the things that I do with my music, I'm an instructional griot to these kids out here because I want them to hear my heart. I don't want them to hear my pocket. I don't want them to hear what's coming out of my car door or what's inflating my tires or what my tires are surrounding right now. You know what I'm saying? I want them to hear what's coming out of my mouth. We have to lead these youngsters again or we're going to lose our generation.
Amen.
And I would hate to see that happen. And it's not just for my kids. It's for your kids, too.
Amen. Y'all heard it from the brother right here, gave a testimony. Each one teach one. Man, God bless you, fam. Salute to you, Box. You know I love you, brother. We done seen each other through all kind of trials and tribulations. Let's go on to one more call, and then we only got like 13 minutes. So we're
right. I see the president of the West Coast Hip Hop Awards in the building. I want to go to him. I know he definitely has something to say.
Okay, and then right afterwards, we need to close out with Yolanda Adams, and then tell everybody. You know, those that missed the call, y'all didn't miss the call. Call in next week when we get Bootsy Collins. Man, we want these lines jammed. We want to turn 2 hours into 4 hours. So
they jam. They
jam.
We got Tavis Miller in the building.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I just want to, you know, thank everybody for calling in. Thank you guys for allowing me to speak for a little bit. I much appreciate it, man. Man, Justify go way back, you know what I'm saying? Me and Cocaine go way back. And I just want to say one thing to Cocaine is that, you know, I always got love for him because when we first met, the first thing came out of his mouth was, you know what I'm saying, you know, God bless you, brother, you know what I'm saying, for doing what you do. And that humbled me. Because, you know what I'm saying, that was the last thing. I was thinking, Cocaine, we finna just kick in, we finna be all good. But he brought God into the conversation on our first time I met him. So I already knew he was a man of faith, a man of God, and just a good dude all around. You know what I'm saying? So that, I just want to thank you for that. You know what I'm saying? And I also want to thank, you know, Battle Cat for coming to the award show in 2012. And we honored Battle Cat. You know what I'm saying? We honored Battle Cat. We gave Battle Cat an award because we recognize what a long time, you know what I'm saying? And I want to let everybody know, you know what I'm saying, that we honor Nate Dogg before he got sick, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, amen. And, amen. All our soldiers, you know, all
you
our
know,
soldiers.
So I appreciate everybody that supported the, you know, the Hip Hop Awards, man, because it was based on what God led me to do was to unite everybody on the West Coast, all the West Coast rappers, because I knew that they had the power, you know what I'm saying, to control these kids' minds and lead them in the right direction. Whether they was banging on racks or whatever they was doing, I knew once they spoke, the kids listened. And I said, if I can ever get all these brothers together in one room, we going to beat them over the head with the Bible, the Quran, the Torah, whatever it needs to take to get them to go out and be community leaders. So when we did the war show in L.A., you know, I made sure, you know, Minister Tony Muhammad came down and spoke to the people. Cocaine spoke to the people. Everybody spoke. You know, it was all about unity, love, you know, prosperity, and us, you know, sticking together and doing right things and taking care of our kids, our family, and our communities. And we can do a lot of that. Our power's in our hands. And God gave us the tools. He left us the Bible for us to, you know, to read through and guide our people and guide ourselves to prosperity, man. It's no reason for us to be suffering. It's no reason for us to be killing each other. It's no reason for us to be doing anything negative, man. We always have to stay on the positive side of things. And that's why I want to, you know, thank everybody for, you know, calling in and being a part of this, man, because, you know, when growing up, I grew up in Oakland. I've seen a lot of death. I've seen a lot of destruction. That was the birth of crack right there in Oakland. You know, and I seen it, you know what I'm saying, for my own eyes, you know what I mean? I sold it. You know, I never smoked it because I seen what the devastation it did to the community. You know what I'm saying? I seen what it did, man. It was horrible, you know what I'm saying? And the only thing that lifted people out of that was God. The thing that lifted people out of that, those situations, man. And so, you know, a lot of people have died over the years, a lot of good people, you know, trying to do good things, you know what I'm saying? It's not popular to be good. It's not popular to be with God. It's not the thing to do. If you ain't flashing and dashing, if you ain't on, you know, mustard and mayonnaise, you know what I'm saying? If you ain't got the bead and you ain't got the gold, the girls are nowhere around. You know what I'm saying? But when you go to jail, who's there for you? Ain't nobody left there but your mama. You know what I'm saying? Your homie's right there. And ain't nobody returning your calls. You know what I'm saying? It's all bad. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to make it long, but I just want to let y'all know, man, I love y'all. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate y'all. And if, you know, y'all keep supporting the West Coast Hip Hop Awards, man, we definitely going to, it's all about God, man, bringing us together, unite, and network with each other.
That's right. It's going to be real thick this year, so it's going to be good. God in it. It's going to do what it's supposed to do, you know? So salute to you, Octavius, for sure.
Thank you, brothers. Y'all have a blessed week and a blessed year, man.
You too,
yes,
brother.
Sir.
Happy New Year. God bless.
Hey, Cocaine, this has been a nothing but a move of God. This show went far beyond, you know, my human expectations. So I'm seeing the supernatural in this. And the call lines is hot. I just want to shout out all the area codes that tuned in and listen. We got the 816s, the 760s, 818-662-503-734-323, some more 818-951. It's just crazy the love that you guys have shown this first show. Unfortunately, we can't get to everybody, but we're praying that this wasn't just your reward wasn't being heard, but listening and soaking in the information that's been shared, and that you'll continue to support this movement every Sunday from 2 to 4, the Men of Faith and Action radio show. My boy Cocaine wants to end the show with some Yolanda Adams, Still I Rise,
yeah.
And that's what
let's,
we can do.
Let's go ahead and let me say a prayer for everybody real quick, and you know, so we can get off on our way. You ready, brother, real quick?
Let's do it.
All right. Dear Heavenly Father, dear Most High, before we ask you anything, we want to thank you for everything. We want to thank you for the good as well as the bad, for you do not show no partiality to the right or left. In fact, Lord, you use the bad to be an example to your glory, dear Heavenly Father. What shall we worry about, Lord? Like our Muslim brothers say, Inshallah. We look straight ahead, Lord. We look straight ahead, and we thank you for all the prophets and all the messengers and the Mahdi and the Messiah, Lord. We thank you, Lord. And we ask, Lord, let us not slumber or sluggard, Lord, towards this mission and not grow weary. And it's about each one teach one. For the greatest love in the world is one and all to lay down for a friend. These are my friends that are on the phone. These are my friends out there that are listening. And God knows that it ain't been a roller coaster ride. It's been tough times, but we endured through the storm. For it says, if ye abide in the Lord, anything ye shall ask, you will get. Well, we got something today, dear Heavenly Father. We got you, Lord. For greater is he than is in me and these brothers and sisters, brown, black, white, Chinese, Jew, whatever you are, than he that is in the world, Lord. We thank you for this mission, and we will be careful. We will be careful to give you all the praise and glory and honor, because it don't belong to us. It belongs to you. So with that being said, we say thank you, Father. Amen. Amen.
Every Sunday from 2 to 4 Pacific Standard Time is the Men in Faith of Action. Men in Faith of Action. We're doing what we're supposed to do. God bless you.